At next week's Anchorage Assembly meeting, Mayor Dan Sullivan will present an ordinance restricting sitting or lying on downtown sidewalks. The mayor's proposal coincides with a homeless man's month-long protest on the sidewalk in front of City Hall and across the street. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Since June, John Martin has protested the municipality's policy of seizing and destroying the property of the city's illegal campers after a 15-day notice, or seizing and storing it after a 3-day warning. Martin manned his sidewalk protest during the day and occasionally through the night. At a Wednesday press conference, Mayor Sullivan said he had no intention of meeting with Martin.
I really try and limit my conversations with first-degree sex offenders. I really don't know what the discussion would be. If he needs social service help, there are social service agencies that can help him. If he wants a legitimate meeting, I think he came up to the office one time, and quite frankly, he needs to fill out the request to meet with the mayor for him and clean up and make himself presentable like a good, self-worthy human being would do.
Martin is on the state sex offender registry for a 1997 Level 1 sexual abuse of a minor conviction. Also on Wednesday, Anchorage police arrested Martin for failure to register his address. He posted bail and returned to the sidewalk. The mayor says his ordinance is not directed against Martin. Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler describes the Martin situation, irrespective of the protest, as something akin to a catalyst.
We had one person generate a whole lot of calls and complaints, what we think would be a whole lot of calls and complaints. Municipal staff coming to work, you know, seeing this guy on the sidewalk, walking around him, phone calls, hey, why is that guy there? You know, we looked at it and thought, you know, we don't have anything specifically that addresses the particular problem of somebody sleeping on the sidewalk.
At yesterday's Assembly Public Safety Committee meeting, Wheeler further explained the ordinance. He listed legal precedents he says indicates the law would be constitutional. Wheeler says that's one reason the ordinance only involves downtown.
We know that, constitutionally speaking, we can't have an area-wide, city-wide ban all the time. That's been tried. It was tried in Los Angeles. That was challenged in court, and the city of Los Angeles lost. Then we looked at where would it be most effective and most needed, and that's downtown.
The ordinance would also limit downtown panhandling on sidewalks. It would not ban sitting or lying down at approved community events, commercial business activities, bus waiting, or instances of illness. Some committee members voiced reservations, including Dick Traney.
Why is downtown any more important than Muldoon, Spinard, Eagle River, Chugiak, Midtown? It's a flawed ordinance.
If just downtown, Traney said the downtown partnership should cover any enforcement costs. Former police chief and committee chair Paul Honeman says he supports public safety, but questions the ordinance.
Frankly, I'm concerned about people's civil rights when they're going to protest against their government. I mean, we have pictures going back in the Vietnam era in the 70s where people are stacked 2 and 3 deep with their sleeping bags and their personal belongings, camping out, protesting the Vietnam War, and it was ruled that there was a First Amendment right to protest against the government.
The American Civil Liberties Union says it's still studying the mayor's proposal. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.